And officials in Northern California have found at least 5 people dead in vehicles burned by that fast-moving campfire in Paradise, about 90 miles north of Sacramento. Whipped by the Santa Ana winds, the blaze blew through the town of 4,000 yesterday, completely burning everything but, we're told, a Taco Bell. People drove the wrong way down major roads. One resident described seeing cars 6 across trying to get out. There are 2 other fires down in Southern California surrounding Thousand Oaks, which is still reeling from this week's mass shooting. An evacuation order for Malibu on the coast has been reinstated. Scott McLean from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, CAL FIRE, is here. Scott, just terrible. We were dreading this news, but it was expected that there might be deaths of people in cars. What do we know?
Right. As you stated earlier, about an hour ago, the Butte County Sheriff's Department put out a news release stating that 5 individuals have been found in their cars. They're unidentifiable at this time, so it'll take some time as far as to identify those victims. Will there be more? There is a likelihood that there will be.
Yeah. I mean, they were apparently all found in the same area where there were these huge traffic jams, right, as they tried to get out. And I said, I think 27,000 people were ordered to evacuate on Thursday. So that's a lot of people, you know, trying to get out. Look, this fire, we understand, came out of nowhere early yesterday morning. What happened?
Right. It was reported early yesterday morning in outside of a small community called Pulga. Our engines could see it from a distance, but there was definitely access problems to be able to get any equipment into it. It was about 10 acres when the first engine was able to put some eyes on it, and it quickly spread after that. It went from 100 to 200 to 300 to 400 just in rapid succession. It went through the community of Concow. We're up there, and keep in mind these are upper elevation little communities. And then it continued to spot due to the wind conditions, due to the red flag conditions, and kept throwing embers well out ahead of the main body of the fire. And every ember, I guarantee you, that hit the ground started another fire.
Yeah.
So there was an actual canyon between this fire and Paradise. Didn't even hesitate. It jumped the canyon and promptly burned in and through the community of Paradise.
Wow.
All the way down to Chico down in the valley.
Well, I was going to ask you about Chico because California State University Chico has closed its campus. What do we know about Chico?
I live in Chico.
Oh.
So it bumped to the outskirts of the eastern side of Chico. It's basically a very large grass crop in there, so the firefighters were able to take that fuel and do some backfiring operations and take the fuel out from ahead of the fire. Once it hit the valley, there was very little wind, so it was not a major fire front by any means. So they were very successful in that. South of Chico, the fire did cross Highway 99, but the firefighters were able to keep that in check as well. Right now, the main concern of this fire is that it's burning in a northerly direction.
Right. Look, as we mentioned, there are also 2 fires that are sort of bracketing Thousand Oaks down in the southern part of the state. Malibu evacuated, of course. Thousand Oaks are still reeling from a mass shooting. You're with CAL FIRE. You've got to be stretched.
Pretty much all the resources are going to be stretched again at this point in time. We're looking at the red flag warnings were canceled this morning in Northern California, but already I'm seeing a fire weather watch coming into place for the same areas. Red flag warnings are prominent in Southern California, so those winds are going to be pretty much predominant down there for several days to come.
And it sounds like, just as we learned in the horrendous car fire, get out, get out, get out, get out. Don't wait for the traffic jam.
This is not a game.
No.
I mean,
no.
Surface streets are designed for a certain amount of traffic, not for everybody at once.
Scott McLean from the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. Thanks so much. Be safe.
Thank you.